I'm going to be looking at U.S. mechanically harvested cottons and hand-picked cottons from across the world, and we'll be looking at white speck, HVI, and APHIS Pro data. We started off with 5 years of U.S. Cottons grown in Mississippi, Texas, and Georgia, and they were all spun at bale quantities at CQRS, where Devon is now, and then they were woven and dyed at SRSC. Then we went ahead and did a card loading study at SRSC, where we had 30, 15, and 10 pounds, and we used the most immature cotton from the first year so we could see if we could match fabrics that would be similar to the fabrics from the full bale studies. But then Katrina came along, and we had to rethink what we were going to do. So we were headed towards international cottons, and we knew we could only get small scale quantities of that. So we went ahead and decided to go with the 30 pounds because we didn't see much difference in the fabrics from the SRSC loading study. So we went ahead and had CQRS run 30 pound samples for the ATMI 5 years of studies for the US cottons. But the international cottons were originally supposed to be spun in 30 pounds. Actually, we were supposed to get about 50 pounds of each cotton, but some of them were very light, so we had to compromise and go with 15 pounds to keep it consistent for all the international cottons. So we ended up with the card loading study, the U.S. bale cottons from Clemson, the 30-pound bale, 30-pound lots that were run at Clemson, and the international 15-pound lots, all woven on a comb common warp and then dyed in one lot. So we're not looking at dye difference for different batches or anything like that. And then they were analyzed on the new white speck autorate system. Now this is the first year, just so you can see the kind of differences we're talking about. This is a U.S. spindle pick cotton from Mississippi with a NEP level from APHIS Pro of 159, and it's very clean. It looks like a comb cotton. And then we have a stripper picked cotton from Texas with APHIS Pro NEP program at 800, which is very high, but we did put in some particularly high cotton, so eventually we'll be able to do some regressions. So not all cottons would be, this would be very, very high for a cotton, but we did want to make sure that they were included so we can get good regressions at the end. Now, originally we did image analysis using fabric scans, so it's very, once you scan the fabric, you got the same number every time you analyzed it. And this is what the analysis would look like. It would take and convert the picture into pixels and measure the analyzed fabric and give us count and size and percent white for the fabrics. Our new system actually can take a roll of fabric, and we've got a lighting system and a video camera. And we're using LED red lights, and we have a red filter for the camera. And right now, it's all coordinated, so you can move the fabric, and it will take an image and analyze it, and it goes pretty quickly. But to start with, we're doing it statically. We're just taking fabric samples and sitting there. And because we have a lot of variability with a live video stream, we're doing 25 samples on each picture we look at. And then we also do 9 pictures per fabric. So we cover about 100 square inches of fabric overall. And but we do see a lot of variability because of the digital of the video imaging, and also we have a lot of issues with lighting. We're reworking our lighting system now. But this is basically what we get. We look at the fabric, you'll have a picture like this, and then this is when it's analyzed. So it's doing a pretty good job. It will miss some, but it'll pick up a few extras, and we're right now working on getting that refined. And here we're looking at APHIS Pro NEPs. This is the first year of the US cottons. You can see we have 21 samples, and the first 8 samples, you can see are much higher. The blue line in the center is the bale sample data. And then as you go through the opening line, you can see consistently for all the varieties, it gets higher. And then after you go through carding, carding removes a lot of the NEPs, but it still follows the same trend as the bale data, but they're much lower after carding. And then this is the US, where we did the, at SRSC, we did the loading study at the card, where we had 30 pounds, 15 pounds, and 10 pounds that were processed through our opening system. And you can see the cottons look very similar, And when we analyzed them, we had 37 specs per square inch, 35, and then 37 again, which just was not statistically significant. So they were very similar at the card with the loading study we had done. So when we look at our loading study and we compare it to the Bale data at Clemson, we're all in the same range. That was great. But then when we had to do the 30-pound lots at Clemson, we have a different animal. It's about half the level of white specks that we see on those cottons. And here, just so you can see the visual of it, you can see how much smoother the 30-pound lots from Clemson look. And the percent whites are about half. And here, I was just wanted to show you the difference in percent white when we look at our stripper harvested compared to our spindle pick. And this is using looking at the bale and the 30-pound sample. So we do see much higher for both the 30-pound and the bale for the stripper harvested compared to the spindle picked. Now, from our previous studies, we had used the auto rate with the scanner. And then we related that to our new studies, relating it to the digital imaging. So we got high correlations of 0.97, but you can see again, it drops down, much lower level of white specks for the 30-pound lots than the bale. Now, one of the things that we found with our research is the buckling coefficient is a very important way to indicate that you will have a net problem, and we can use HVI data. And basically what the buckling coefficient says is the longer and finer your fiber, the more it is prone to nepping. So we've used that, and from the first research, we went ahead and developed an equation to predict white specks from HVI data, and that's the equation there. So here we have the prediction from HVI versus the white speck, and we have an R squared of 0.87. And then we also found a direct correlation from aphis pro-neps to white speck with a higher R-squared of 0.91. Now, if you compare the aphis neps per gram versus the predicted white speck, we get a very good correlation. So they're both doing a fairly decent job predicting white specks, so with an R-squared of 0.93. Now, the aphis pro-nep test showed a range of 55 to 800 neps per gram. This is for all the 5 years of the U.S. and all the international cottons that we took in. And what we found were that if your neps were below 200, you had excellent fabrics. They were similar to comb fabrics. And the good fabrics ran between 200 and 250. And above 250, it's questionable. Depends on what use you want for the fabric. But above 400, they were poor in white specks. It doesn't mean it's a poor fiber. It means it has a dyeability defect. So you might want to look at your data and say, well, if we're getting that high, we might want to hold this lot back for whites or a lighter shade where it won't be a problem. And you can, but this would just avoid a dyeability problem. You may have all other good fiber quality problems. So we're thinking with what we've looked at that we might want to go back to mini spinning since we have very limited amounts of the international cottons, because we found if our old mini spinning system, it's more or less made neps. So you want to look at your worst case scenario when you're trying to relate fiber property to fabric property, because when you recard your rewire your cards, your neps go way, way down. But eventually your card wire has to wear and you'll be in that situation. And you don't want to be running a mill and all of a sudden be surprised because your card wire is worn and now the neps are showing up where they didn't before when you ran the same type quality just because you had a new card wire. So we want to look at worst case scenario. So I'd like to go look at, see if our new mini spinning system, if it does the same thing the old one did. If it does, then we can probably work with like 2-pound samples and, you know, smaller samples, which would be much more useful for the breeder and for small studies anyway. And then we can consistently go from fiber to fabric and look at what's happening. We're right now with the lighter weights at Clemson, we're not having, you know, we're removing too many of the neps to make very strong correlations on the 30-pound lots. And we didn't have any U.S. cottons run at 15-pound lots, so we're not sure exactly how to relate those back. So we need something consistent for all of these cottons so we can come up with good relationships. So everything's processed identical, because processing does matter. So here you can see, this is the U.S. cottons, the five different years. And the first group, we had stripper harvested cottons from Texas, and then Georgia and Mississippi were spindle pick. And the next year, you can see again, we had stripper harvested cottons from Texas, and then there's your spindle picking. And then after that, Georgia, Mississippi were all spindles picking for the last 3 years. And that's APHIS Pro NEPS. We figured we would show that data because it's the most consistent and the strongest predictor. And then here's, I put the first year back just so you can see the correlation between the U.S. and the international cottons. Now, Australia is also mechanically harvested, but it's spindle picked, and it was a real good range for the year we got. And then Brazil had a couple of outliers, and China too. And Pakistan had some hand-picked cottons that performed as poorly as the stripper picked cottons from this Texas year. And this Texas year is really a strong year for the high white specs because they had a very serious drought on top of stripper picking that year. So you can see where a lot of the hand-picked cottons may have lower levels of immature or white specs fibered, but they also fall into all the other ranges too. So it's not just, we do see a stripper picking problem with specs, but other than that, our spindle goes right along with the international hand-picked cottons. And here, this was the white spec data that we got with the U.S., these first ones that say C30, those were the 30-pound lots from year one and two that we picked a few of them. So you could see some of the stripper picked and some of the spindle picked, and then related, and then these are all the international cottons. And we didn't go ahead and develop predictions because these are at 15 pounds and these are at 30 pounds. So it's very difficult to try to predict something when we don't have a good basis at this point. So basically, we found that the stripper harvesting does have a higher level of NEPS, and like I said, it was that year we particularly, especially year one, we particularly had bad ones because of the drought, and then, of course, much lower levels for the spindle picked and the hand picked, but they're about the same range. We're also developing this big database from fibers around the world, and hopefully we can go ahead and work with mini spinning and see if we can go on with this research for white specs and just finish it up. But also we're starting on seed coat fragments, and we're going to have the same kind of processing losses, I think, when we look at seed coat. So we need to come up with something that we can do consistently for all the U.S. and all the international cottons that we've already collected. So when we go from fiber to fabric, we'll go ahead and make two sets of fabrics, and we'll have seed coat fabrics ready to go, processed identical, and we'll be on smaller lot sizes, but we'll just use a common warp, and we only need 100 square inches to actually get good analysis of a fabric. And right now we are working with Dr. Zhu to make more consistent lighting and imaging. We're debugging the program, and this program will also be changed over to do dark specs so we can look at seed coat in the fabric. And another thing that we found is that even with these different levels of processing, what the major thing you see is a shade difference between the cottons that would be high levels of white spec according to the predictions from HVI and APHIS Pro. So even with the international cottons, you can see a big shade difference between their worst case scenario and their best case. So we need to look at colorimeter on these dyed fabrics. And once we've confined a white spec potential, this will be a good tool for the mills and for the geneticist. And if you do have a high white spec, all you have to do is say, this is not good for a dark dyed fabric. We can have other uses for it. Or you can comb it, which is one of the ways you can remove it. And rotor spinning also is another way to remove white specs. And we'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding the shipping and getting all these international cottons for us, and ATMI for funding the field work, and of course CQRS and SRC for doing all of the weaving and spinning and dyeing and fiber and yarn and fabric analysis.